from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, there appears to be a Russian link to many of the bomb threat hoaxes across New Jersey that targeted polling places during Tuesday's elections. Police reports about threats to three polling places in Passaic County, which were emailed to officials, say they were linked to Russian email addresses. The FBI says many of Tuesday's threats that went to seven different New Jersey counties appeared to come from Russian email domains. And a teenager from North Brunswick was arrested for texting a threat to a local elementary school where voting was already underway. Despite doing well in 2021 and 2024, New Jersey Republicans endured a stinging electoral defeat across the board in New Jersey on Tuesday. Alyssa Maurice with Stockton University's Hughes Center for Public Policy says the party is at a crossroads. How much should they lean in to embracing President Donald Trump and MAGA?
They really have to figure out what the identity of the party is because Trump has made it difficult.
Maurice also says that with Trump not on the ballot, the New Jersey GOP will have to find ways to energize the low propensity voters that have historically only shown up for him. One New Jersey town is helping lead the pack on a national trend known as a bike bus.
The idea is an organized group for kids to ride their bicycles to school, led by some parent volunteers. Montclair has been offering a weekly bike bus on Fridays, and participation can be as large as 300 riders at a time. Advocates say it's a chance to practice safe riding while getting in some physical activity before and after classes. Other Jersey towns on the map with nonprofit Bike Bus World include Bridgewater, Maple Shade, and South Orange and Maplewood. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Smart Carpet. Need new carpet, flooring, or window treatments? It's time to get ready for the holidays. So shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Call 1-800-526-RUGS or visit smartcarpet.com. And the first woman to serve as Speaker of the House has announced she's not running for re-election. Nancy Pelosi made the announcement in a video this morning. The 85-year-old has been in politics for nearly four decades, representing her San Francisco-based district. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is it going to be more windy? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There will be a chilly breeze through the rest of this afternoon with a partly to mostly sunny sky. Highs will be in the mid-50s, then pretty chilly tonight as it will turn out partly cloudy. Lows will be in the 30s. Could even be some patches of frost in some areas into early tomorrow. It's going to be breezy tomorrow with more clouds and sunshine, a high close to 60. We will have some showers around tomorrow night as the clouds move in. Of lows near 50, but by the time we get to Saturday, it dries back out. We'll see a return to some sunshine. Should be a very nice start to the weekend for early November. Highs in the mid-60s and rather cloudy on Sunday. We do expect some rain to move through. Sunday's high will be close to 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Parsippany, 52 degrees. South Plainfield, 54. Manahawkin, 55. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Meyer and DePew. Family owned for over 72 years, they offer 24/7 service plus evening and weekend appointments. So don't wait for the cold to hit. Go to njcomfort.com today. That's njcomfort.com for Meyer and DePew. New Jersey license number 485.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.